Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver, 96.9 in Boulder. I'm your host, Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by Ed Bozar Chevrolet, Colorado's number one Chevy dealer. Kyle Bell, a former CSU star running back, can be found at their superstore, 2001 South Havana in Aurora. He's the general manager there, correct?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, you join us every week, this final 15 minutes of CSU talk. Kyle, you were so good as a CSU athlete that I don't know if you remember this, you probably do. There was a push when you, somehow it got, well, your name kind of sounds like Cowbell.
But,
yeah, Cowbell, Cowbell. So it's kind of started virally on ramnation.com, but people started saying, we want more Kyle Bell to, you know, run the ball. And then they eventually started putting that clip from Saturday Night Live, the famous skit, on the video board. And we had shirts made and actually got in a little bit of trouble for that because it had your actual name on it. We had to change that and only include your number. You still have one of those originals?
You know, my dad was able to snag one, so he still got it. You know, I'm holding on to it. You know, who knows? Maybe it'll be worth something someday. I doubt it, but, you know, it's worth a lot to me. So, that whole thing came about. I really wasn't clued into that at the time. Wasn't really watching Saturday Night Live a lot, and kind of going into that, you're actually one of the guys on the team popped it up, and you know, it kind of started just because, like you said, my name kind of sounds so much like it. It actually kind of started with guys on the team before it ever really, you know, before I ever really started to started playing a lot. And so it's kind of funny that that came about like that. It kind of exploded like it did, and the fact that they were able to put it on the screen. I mean, people bring in bells, and it was a lot of fun. We just had a lot of fun with it. And you guys were really, you know, all the Ram Nation faithful, really instrumental, I guess, in kind of taking it and running with it. So those are the kind of things you like to see, especially in college. I mean, just making it fun.
Yeah, so tell me what the latest is at the dealership.
Well, you know, it's hard to believe. 2014 is already kind of winding down. We are we're down to, you know, under 60 days of selling for the 2014 year. We are the Colorado headquarters for the GM program certified vehicles. We got tons of certified pre-owned vehicles here at obviously great prices. 2014 models pre-owned. We also got, of course, our huge selection. We're the number one Chevrolet dealership in the state of Colorado for our new car inventory, 2014 models. We got our model year-end sales event, and of course the 2015s are rolling in, so whatever it is that you want, we have got it. And I'm so excited about what you guys are doing for us, Joel. What I'll do is I want to get all the Ram Nation faithful hooked up with a new vehicle or pre-owned vehicle. Come down and see me. Just mention you heard me on the show. I'll go ahead and we'll give you an extra $500 off the vehicle of your choice.
Man, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, go see Kyle Bell at Ed Bozar Chevrolet. That's great, man.
If you're in Fort Collins, Denver, Rapid City, South Dakota, wherever, just make the drive down and see me, and then you know, stop by Fort Collins on Saturday to watch the Rams against Hawaii.
Absolutely. Yeah, speaking of that, so CSU last week improved to 8-1 with a, you know, impressive road win. You'll take any road win, especially a conference road win, at San Jose State, a team that had beaten CSU three straight times, kind of had their number. But as they've done in a few games this year, basically three of the last five games, they kind of failed to put away the opponent. They let the Spartans nearly tie the game after recovering an onside kick, and then kind of held on for dear life in that 38-31 win. When you look at that, do you perceive this as a team that they have learned how to win? They're learning how and figuring out ways to win, but they still just haven't figured out a way to put their foot on the throat and finish.
Yeah, you're right, Joel. I mean, again, it seems like we talk about it just about every time. You know, they have gone on the road and win. I mean, that's, again, you're looking 4 or 5 years ago, something that this program couldn't do. I mean, regardless of the opponent, regardless of who it was, going on the road and winning these conference games was just such a struggle. Now the fact that they are doing that, that's of course, the first step. You look against San Jose, giving up almost 500 yards in total offense. You know, the kind of comeback that they allowed there at the end. You know, I think defensively they do need to tighten things up a little bit. They do kind of need to, like you said, just put these teams away and kind of make it definitive so that you're not leaving it up to those onside kicks late in the game. You're not leaving it up to that one play that fortunately got called back because the receiver stepped out of bounds. But at the same time, I do think, you know, it's almost good for this team to kind of maybe, you know, a team that obviously was getting a lot of confidence, as they should have, a lot of momentum, as you want to see, but maybe kind of get a little bit, I don't want to say a slap in the face, but a little bit of a reality check that, hey, we're not unbeatable. I mean, we still got to go out and play 60 minutes. You know, we got to put together four quality quarters, regardless of who we're playing, in order to get to where we want to be. I mean, this is a team that wants to finish 11-1, 12-1, 13-1, if it's possible. So, you know, I think they can use that as kind of a hopefully a learning event, to where we're going to have three more games here in the regular season. Maybe this is kind of what they need to start finishing those games. So hopefully they can use it as a springboard to propel themselves even further.
Former CSU star running back Kyle Bell is our guest. CSU went into the week ranked 26th and 27th in each of the two major polls, and they promptly were leapfrogged by a couple teams and failed to crack that top 25 again. Do you attribute that to basically being in a conference that maybe doesn't get quite the respect and has to maybe perhaps unfairly go out and record impressive, you know, in quotes, wins where you actually blow people out instead of just squeaking by on the road? Whether that's fair or not, do you see that that's kind of what's going on here?
You know, I think that is probably the case. Like you said, unfortunate as it is, I mean, you know, it's funny, you know, you got 6-3 teams that are in the top 25, you know, in the top 20. Of course, you know, their conference schedules are tougher. Their non-conference schedules might be tougher. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's just kind of a, you know, it's a measuring stick based on the opinions of others. I mean, we're, you know, this is an 8-1 team, a team that's got a chance to get double-digit wins for the first time in well over a decade. And so regardless of what, you know, the voters and what the media is saying you are in relation to everybody else, I mean, you know, I know Coach McElwain and everybody up there are the first people that are going to say that they don't care about the rankings. From a recruiting standpoint, it's always nice to tell the recruits that, hey, you know, we have multiple top 25 appearances and we're going to be a constant contender. But really, you know, at the end of the season, you just let your record speak for itself. And if this is a team that can go out again and record 10, 11, 12 wins, you're going to find yourself in the top 25 at season's end, because there's not a lot of teams that are going to be at that 11, 12 win mark. So I just kind of look at it at this point, still take care of business, and you'll ultimately end up where you deserve to be.
Rashard Higgins and Garrett Grayson were kind of a couple casualties of that last win. Higgins left the game. Grayson stayed in, although severely hobbled.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like both have a chance to play. Whether or not they do and how much they do remains to be seen. But you're playing against a team that's 2-7. They haven't won away from the island in 15 games. Their only two wins this year are against Northern Iowa and Wyoming at home. If you were Coach McElwain, would you be tempted to rest those two guys in particular, Grayson and Higgins, knowing that there's a bye week next week, which would give them essentially 3 weeks of healing time, you know, at least away from game action, in between now and the New Mexico game in a couple weeks? Or can you not afford to take that chance?
Well, with Grayson, it does sound like he's a little bit further on to where, you know, he might be able to play, probably will play, at least from what it sounds like. I mean, it just, you know, great toughness that he displayed, you know, in the win over San Jose State. I think from that standpoint, if he's good enough to go, if you get him out there pregame and he's moving around good and, you know, he can do what you need him to do at the very least, I say you give him a chance to at least get out there and, you know, throw the ball around, see how he feels. With Rashard Higgins, it sounds like it's a little bit more serious. I think he's probably the guy that you want to maybe go ahead and sit him down. Like you said, you're going to have almost that 3 week period to kind of let him recoup. To me, you know, you're never going to overlook an opponent. You're never going to overlook the fact, sure, Hawaii hasn't, you know, like you said, won a game away from home in a while. You know, you're definitely not going to overlook them. But at the same time, this seems to me a game that if they can go out, establish the run game early, and control some clock early in the first half, I don't think you'll have to ask Grayson to do a whole lot later in the game, especially if, like I said, if you can give DeHart and the running back crew, even though they're a little bit banged up too, but it just seems to me like they got a good group of guys back there with an offensive line who's continuing to gel. I mean, just go out there and just play smash mouth football and just kind of, you know, give everybody the break that they need. But, you know, they got Lovett and the group of receivers, Hansley, some receivers I think who are capable of contributing and making those big plays. If you do have to ask them to do that, especially on third down situations. But like I said, just go out there, play some National football, and take care of business.
Former CSU star running back Kyle Bell is our guest. Actually, my weekly co-host. I don't know why I call you a guest. But you mentioned it a little bit about how you never take a team lightly. But as a player, when you're amidst a winning streak, you start getting that almost invincible feeling, and you've got this team that's really struggling. It's been down for years now. How do you stay sharp against a Hawaii who's not playing great football? How do you stay sharp and maintain that edge or motivation when a team like Hawaii comes to town?
Well, this is where you use that confidence and basically just make it showtime. I mean, go out there and make those big plays. I mean, for as many big plays as this team has made throughout the course of the entire year, if you really truly do feel like you're playing against an inferior opponent, just go out there and put on a show. I mean, you're not going to hold anything back. You're going to go out there and perform just like you would at any other game. But I mean, these are the types of things where if you go out there and do those types of things, do your job, execute at the level that you've been executing at against the top teams in your conference. I mean, those are the kind of fun weekends you have. Those Saturdays where you leave the stadium after a good win, you go in and watch the film on Sunday, and it's fun to go in and watch it because of the big plays. I mean, everybody enjoying it, and so it's a heck of a lot more enjoyable when you get a big win, a decisive win, as opposed to maybe winning a game that was a little bit closer than it should have been, and of course the ultimate losing a game. So just go out there with that motivation that you just want to have a fun weekend with it and enjoy it, to where you can use this as a springboard going into that bye week with even more confidence, because the worst thing in the world you would want to do is have 2 weeks off after not getting the desired result.
I want to shift gears here. We got a few minutes left. We kind of did this in our last segment with Mike Rowe, our fan guest of the week. I just want to ask you a couple rapid-fire questions. We don't need to get into a lot of great detail, but who, in your opinion, at least in recent CSU history, is the best player you've seen?
Well, you're talking recent or like the last couple years?
No, I'm talking basically since you've started following CSU, since your playing days, perhaps.
Since my playing days. Well, looking back at what Capri Bibbs did last year on the level that he performed, I'd have to go with Capri. It's obviously from a fan and alumni standpoint, it's a shame he had to leave as early as he did, because I think we could have had a lot more greater things to talk about with him, but he's obviously on to the next level, but I'd say Capri Bibbs.
So my next question was, besides yourself, who would have been the best running back that you've seen at CSU? So I'm going to take it as Capri over Gartrell.
Having a chance to play with Gartrell was amazing. I mean, the year he had in our senior year, the Fresno game, it was just nothing short of spectacular. I mean, just one of those epic-type games that you're always going to remember, and being a part of that. I don't know. That's tough between the two. I think Capri probably had a little bit more speed, but Gartrell, just the moves and the overall power he had, he was so strong and a great guy to play with.
How about your most memorable game, either one that you've played in or one that you remember as a fan?
I mean, I go back to probably, for me, the Air Force game. That was my second start, coming off of my first start, rushing for 187 against Nevada, turning right around and playing on a Thursday night ESPN, the whole ESPN crew there, national TV. I mean, that, just to me, I it seems like I remember every single moment of that game, getting interviewed by Aaron Andrews after the game. it was just, I guess, one of those things that I'll never forget.
How about best fans in the best fan base in the conference? And back then, you had a little bit different of a group of teams, but how about best fans?
I'd say the BYU faithful. It was always interesting going into Provo and playing those guys. I mean, you're used to riding in on buses going into campus or driving in the stadium, having the opposing fans, yelling obscenities, flipping you the bird, doing
BYU
good to rattle you. I mean, you go into BYU, they're wishing you good luck. I mean, they're You know, it's almost like they're happy to see you, you know, probably because they figured they were going to beat you just because they were pretty good back then. But, I mean, not just from a polite factor, but, I mean, they showed up and they were loud. They obviously, you know, filled their stadiums and made it loud and made it a tough place to play.
Well, hopefully that kind of raucous crowd will show up on Saturday, tomorrow night. Right now, 26,000 to 28,000 expected. Hopefully, it's on the higher end of that. Let's show up and support the Rams against Hawaii. Have a chance to go 9-1. Kyle Bell, thanks so much for joining us. We're out of time. I want to appreciate everybody for listening tonight. Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports. Good night.